Night Conversations, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m. till midnight.
Let's welcome Colleen Cronier, who's Brain Lines, the CEO. Colleen, thank you very much for joining us once again.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you for the opportunity. And I'm delighted I can hear the smiles all around in all of your voices.
Well, I we don't have a choice but to smile because, you know, even if there's a dark cloud hanging over us as a global nation, there's always things to be grateful about. And one of those is the fact that the education space has broadened so much that homeschooling has become an option for many parents. I personally know a lot of parents who have taken up homeschooling, and they are enjoying it. Their kids are enjoying it, but others are not taking to it so well. So perhaps let's talk firstly before about how do we go about registering for homeschooling. Let's talk about the pros and the cons of homeschooling for the child.
Oh, I remember when you talk about you considering the home education or homeschooling your own children. When my husband told me long ago, many, many years ago, we got a home education, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, what am I looking at? What is this all about? And way back then it sounded like aliens from outer space. And how am I going to prepare myself for this? How am I going to do this? Because I've always worked for myself. How am I going to cope with this together with the children? How do I even find the resources? So many questions and absolutely no answers. But the way that we did it was to just dive into getting ourselves educated about it, arming ourselves with knowledge, feeding our souls with what do we do, how do we do this, and then as you gather more and more and more information about home education, the picture becomes clearer and clearer. And as you swim around in all of this information, then I think I can link with the question that you're asking is what are the advantages, what are the disadvantages, and does this actually suit my family? Now, let's call it non-COVID years and COVID years. I think COVID has brought this necessity of home education, whether we liked it or not. And as we dove into home education because we didn't like it and we were forced into it, suddenly some families found that it was something that they liked to do. It fits into their family life. It fits into their lifestyle. And the children seem to flourish. Other families found that it's absolutely not what they would like to do. It does not fit in their family life. And some children in the same family do well and others do not. And for me, it's all about the interest of the child. What is best for my child? Not only what is best for the family, but in the end, this child needs to cope with life out there, and we would like to give them the best foundation that we as parents can possibly give them. We would like them to grow up safe and secure. We would like them to feel that they are in a stable environment, especially with regard not only our family, but with regard to education. There should be a solid pattern to their lives so that they feel secure. So that's quite a few questions that we need to ask ourselves, but also questions that we need to share with our children as they are growing a little bit older, discuss with them what are the options and the advantages and the disadvantages.
Well, let me remind you, A-teamers, that we are talking about home education or homeschooling, how to go about registering for it, but also how to prepare for the journey, because like Colleen has said, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Every family has its own dynamics and every child has its own unique learning needs. So please do join in on the conversation. 011-714-2006 and WhatsApps go to 0614-104-107. We are talking to Colleen Cronier, who is a Brainline CEO and also a mother who took up homeschooling before COVID years.